Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But with your help, we can make it 1 million minds at a time. They can be freed up to live out their destiny. Free will is inherent in human beings. It's bestowed by our creator. So we can either choose Team Jesus or Team Satan. And so it's part of who we are. And we are living in an era where there's unprecedented attempt to control our speech, our thinking, our behavior, our personal beliefs. And internationally, this is being rejected. Freedom's on the move everywhere. MAGA is exported. And people say, Donald Trump, no. Donald Trump represents MAGA right now, but MAGA is better than Donald Trump. This is a revolutionary way of thinking in the modern era. And it's just resurrecting the old. You have a right to control what goes on between your ears and what comes out of your mouth. And of course, with that comes responsibility. But we live in an exciting era, but we need your help. The algorithms aren't always kind. Thing I like about my podcast, it's not interfered with, which is why we're in the top 0.5% in the entire world of 4 million podcasts that are evaluated. You can help me. You can help others. And you're saying, Dave, I'm not sure how to assist with people. Share with people that need to hear both pro and con. And be prepared that with some people, they'll reject you. And there might be something here. And then down the road, they come around to your way of thinking. I've seen that all the time. I'm married to someone where that happened. Yeah, the early work I did when we were fighting for our property against seizure in our community was what I learned and conveying to my wife. And there had to be a little catch-up period for her because I was living it and seeing it, being the spokesperson of our group. And she was involved to a lot of degrees, but we were dealing with a very serious family illness at the time. And so she wasn't involved on the day-to-day operations for a while. And she had to be brought up to speed. Today, she beats me to the punch many times. Hey, did you see this? It's just like, and this is what can happen when you expose people to the truth and you're honest and you're sincere. And that's why I'll never compromise my integrity here on this show for any reason, any financial gain. Hey, look, I had offers to sell the website. I had offers to do this or that or the other. Oh, we can come in and do these things for you, and then they own you, just like a congressional representative. Not interested in that. So join the team here that's trying to help people, making them aware, plotting strategies, suggesting alternatives to what we're being fed. Be part of that. Join us and share. Also, you can really stay up to date on what we do by getting our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email, and I want to assure you, we will never sell data. You've heard me come out against that many times. That's your property, and I don't care what the courts say. No one has a right to take your personal information and make money off of you. You should have a royalty on it the same as if you wrote a book. So no, we never do that. So put your email in, and then we will send you a daily email that'll be a recapitulation of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. Over 50,000 people are taking advantage of this, and they say, thank you. It's free, and it keeps them up to date, and they only need to make one trip to find out what we're up to at the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by a litany of great products, three in particular. In fact, it's the three-pack. The company calls it the starter pack. And let me roll this out. When I had strep lung linings with RSV, this boosted my immune system so I could do the fight. This Nanosoma liquid spray does not cure anything. I want to be really clear about that. But with the vitamin C, vitamin D, lengthening telomeres, your immune system gets boosted to unbelievable levels. And I overcame a real negative prognosis with my health. And today I'm better than I've been in 25 years. And part of that improvement is part two. As I was back in the gym trying to reclaim my health, the joint pains that stopped me from playing basketball 25 years ago surfaced. And Scotty Sachs gave this to me, same company. He said, Dave, just rub it on your joints. Don't know how long it's going to take. Could be a few days, could be a few weeks, could be a few months, or maybe even a little longer. But eventually, you'll find that the pluripotent stem cells that come from this will basically strengthen your joints. Well, it does. My leg workouts are incredible, and I haven't done anything like it in 25 years. And I get sore muscles, but the joints, no inflammation. I used to play basketball for 15 minutes, and my knee would just explode. I wish I had this back then. I do now. And then a little bit of vanity is good for you. Look better, feel better as a result, better self-esteem. This is the Nanosoma skin cream, and it erases fine lines, wrinkles. It's great for cuts and abrasions. This is pretty amazing. And if I told you I was 100 years old, you wouldn't believe me. Well, okay, I'm not 100 years old, but I do look younger for my age. And some of this and acting younger is the three pack. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Going to do a series of presentations, series of segments here on the cartel. And I've talked about the cartel before, but they are making serious inroads to the United States. And we'll cover that progressively as we go through these three presentations. But initially, I need to let you know that the war going on in Mexico with the cartel, and now they're fighting the Mexican military and National Guard, that is going to spill over into the United States. And I would just say it's unintended consequences for us turning a blind eye that what was happening to our border. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, George Bush. Thank you, Barack Obama. But even Obama and Clinton deported more people than Trump is. And I'm talking criminals. You go through American politics, and I'm going to say this, Democrat and Republican, even Democrats that want the country to be safer, and there's not many of them. But even those people, they're not after the people who are here trying to make a better living that were lied to and said, hey, come across. America doesn't have any rules and the president wants you. This was told to many. How do I know? Because they have told me. We employ various services to come in and service various functions in our house, like our trees and our lawn and other things. And I get to talk to some of these people. And the ones that speak English tell me, Mr. Hodges, we were lied to. We were told everybody wanted us here. I feel bad for these people. They're human beings, and they were deceived by corrupt politicians and NGOs, and they ended up here. And I think we have an obligation to treat people decently. Now, I'm going to flip the script here. If they're a member of MS-13 and the cartels and the declared terrorist organizations that the gangsters have been labeled into, and they are convicted of serious crimes, both in their home country or in the United States or both, they don't need to be here. The alternative, if these politically motivated district federal judges, is to just put them all in prison, build massive outdoor holding facilities, and put them there, because we can't let pedophiles and people that sexually assault women and commit murder, armed robbery, they can't be allowed to run free in our country. And yet there's an element, a huge element in the left that thinks that's just fine. And so they go and trespass on ICE facilities, who have the worst of the worst. It's interesting about the two congresswomen that did that. All they had to do was go to the front door and say, hi, here's my ID. I'm Congressman so-and-so, and I'd like to see what's going on here. They would have stopped and done the tour. Congress has the right to investigate. That mayor from Newark did not. He does not have that right. Congress does, because they have oversight. And I think Congress people should go there and inspect and make sure people are being treated humanely. I think it's a good idea. But you don't bum rush security with a man, a politician who does not belong in that facility, and then put your hands or your elbows into ICE officials. It's called grandstanding. It's called grandstanding. And as bad as these people are that are in these facilities and the crimes they're accused of, we have an obligation to rise above and treat people with respect and decency. We just don't let them roam the streets to victimize anybody else, like Lincoln Riley. Horrible, horrible. I just get a knot in my throat when I think about what happened to her, how brave she was in the fight for her life. But anyway, I don't want to go any further because I don't want to be emotional here. I want to be objective. The cartel influence needs to be looked at historically, and the mainstream media will never cover this, and that's why they're no longer the mainstream media. We outdraw Fox, CNN, and MSNBC 1-to-1 comparisons over the first quarter of this year. My organizations outdraw them in three separate entities that I control versus their total. And I'm being very serious. And when you look at the 25 to 54 crowd, oh my gosh, they have lost the youth and the middle-aged people in this country. The only people watching cable news are not going to be alive for probably more than 20 years. They're dead in the water. No one trusts them. What is it? 14% approval rating? A little better in Congress. It's 9%. In Congress, you've earned that. You have. You're all show and no go. Oh, we're going to stop this crime. We're going to, and then there's nothing. We find massive fraud in like USAID with evidence of kickbacks and bribes and so forth. And this has been made public. And DOGE has done its job. We are not doing what we need to be doing to do the perp walks. I know there's a few, but there's some high-profile people that need to take a walk right to prison. Let's talk about the cartel. The Sinaloas at one time were the dominant cartel in Mexico. They are destroying themselves, and now the Mexican government is assisting in that process. That doesn't solve the cartel problem. We'll cover that in a later segment. But with the Sinaloas, they're fading into, I won't say oblivion, but they're fading in their power because of the civil war that exists between the two factions. And the two factions were led formerly by El Mayo and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, who's the son of Chapo Guzman, who's been in prison in the United States for the last 6 years. And El Mayo was tricked by Guzman Lopez into thinking they were going to go for a helicopter ride to look at real estate with the governor of Sinaloa. And it was a trick. And El Mayo was kidnapped. Guzman Lopez gave himself up for a reduced sentence. They flew to El Paso, where authorities were waiting for them and arrested them. Both men are in prison, but El Mayo is serving a much longer term than Chapo Guzman's son. Well, what was going to happen to the cartel? Would the two forces that had been previously united through the control of these people, would they continue joint operations and peaceful coexistence? The answer is no way. It's become really, really bad. Let me give you just a few examples that have come out from investigative journalists on both sides of the border. Outside Culiacan, Acapulco, the two versions of the same cartel, the two flavors, like to do roadblocks. And they'll take the cell phones of people and look at them. And if they find that they're communicating with their rival on the other side, they're immediately dealt with. And I think you know what I mean, and brutally dealt with. So that's one aspect of this. And the numbers with Culiacan are 250 dealt with that way since this war started last September. So now we're into what about the eighth, going into the ninth month of this. And we have over 200 people that have been kidnapped and forced into servitude for this. Now, Mexico's taken an unprecedented approach. They need manpower. So the Mexican military was initially brought in, and then the Mexican National Guard. And this has raised concerns It's kind of like the Mexican version of posse comitatus here in the United States. The National Guard is n and the military are not supposed to be working together for policing. That sets up a military dictatorship. And many Mexican officials are very concerned and have expressed that concern publicly. We never hear it said here, but the National Guard and the military are now working together. Now they've moved in to the troubled areas, and there have been fierce gun battles. The cartel losing every one of them, not without damage to the military or the National Guard, but they have won every encounter. But it's like stage four cancer with the cartel. They never go away. They just keep replicating and replicating and replicating. One of the things that the authorities have had to do was to disband, disarm, strip of communication the entire police force in the cities they're dealing with. Why? Because they're owned by the cartel. In fact, the cartel has 175,000 people on its payroll. They're the fifth largest employer in Mexico. Organized crime, fifth largest in Mexico. And that's only going to get worse. When we get to the CJNG in later segments, you're going to hear the numbers there, and they're just stunning. When people used to say, and I thought it was an exaggeration, Mexico is a narco-terrorist state. I thought that's an overcharacterization because most of the people aren't that way. And I still agree with that statement. Most of the Mexican people are not involved in this. They don't like it. They just want to be left alone by their government, by the cartel, and live their lives, just like we do here on this side of the border. But unfortunately, they're being increasingly drawn into this, either through victimization or forced collaboration, which we'll cover in a later segment. But the point that I want to get to right here is this, is that there is wars on the street right now. The two cartels against each other, the military National Guard versus the two flavors of the cartels. It's kind of like you need a scorecard to keep track of who the enemy is. But here's the problem for you and me. So you're saying, well, it's interesting, Dave, but this does not affect me. And I would say, au contraire, mon frère, it affects you very much, potentially. These same organizations have operations in the United States. Many of them involve U.S. citizens, to be covered in a later segment again. But what about when that war expands from Culiacan, Acapulco, and so forth, and it goes to the United States, and you're in San Diego, Las Vegas, Denver, Pueblo, Albuquerque, Las Cruces, Tucson? What happens when that war comes there? How many citizens who have nothing to do with this will be caught in crossfire innocently? Or the economies will be dominated in local areas by these criminal forces? Or just like we see on the other side of the border, and I don't know why we think we're immune to it because we're not, you get compromised officials, police, and politicians and judges. This is what we're sitting on the top of right now. And I'll tell you, anytime you talk to Border Patrol, and I do a lot when I've toured and I've spoken at conferences, and I encounter ex-Border Patrol like Gil Mazza, JJ Carroll, high ranking, they tell you this. In fact, let me share with you the numbers they tell me, and they've said it on this show. One third estimated of the Border Patrol, which perform heroic duties every day at great risk to themselves, but one third are compromised by the cartel. Did you hear what I said? One third. That's stunning. I don't know what the internal cleanup is, what Tom Homan is doing, but I got to believe he's dealing with this issue. But the war below, soon it will be as it is below, it will be above. And I don't know if the violence will reach the rampant level that we're seeing now in Sinaloa, but the potential is there. Now, knowing the flavor of this president, and his personality, he's not going to sit still for this and let this happen. He's going to be proactive. And we do know, and this has been actually covered in the mainstream media, surprise, surprise. And I say mainstream media, the former mainstream media, I should say. But they, in effect, what they're doing is covering this. And I was shocked, shocked, totally. They don't give you the complete story. You have to come place to places like this to get the complete story. And I can't say I have the complete story, but I have a heck of a lot more good facts than the former mainstream media does. And for some reason, they don't want to tell you the entire story, but there will be a second war on American soil. I do believe before that war gets severe, that we'll put forces on the ground in Mexico. And I'm sure that the president of Mexico has been told what our tolerance level is. The CIA is reported in the former mainstream media is flying high altitude drones gathering intel on cartel leader movements. Now, how they got that info, I have no idea, but this has appeared in the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post, USA Today. These stories have appeared. And so we must take them seriously because I believe it's true. Do they tell the truth all the time in the mainstream media? No, they don't. But in this instance, I absolutely believe this is true. And what are they doing? Well, it's like AWACS in the Middle East. They're gathering intel for future military operations. And I don't know that we're going to see traditional boots on the ground, so to speak. I think there'll be surgical incursions to take care of certain facilities and or leaders. I believe that's where it's going. You don't want to get into the Sierra Madres in Sinaloa and get involved in the conflict because this is bad or worse than Afghanistan in terms of terrain. It would be a logistical nightmare. And if American soldiers start coming home in body bags, that would create a problem here in this country as well, too. And then you'd have an increase in civilian casualties. And so people who might be recently here, first generation crossing the border, could be directly affected by who is accidentally victimized. And that will create a potential civil disturbance problem in America. So Trump has to be very careful how he deals with this, but I know he has laid down the law to the Mexican president. I know that for a fact. Too many people who are in a position to know have told me this, and I'm not the only one who's reporting this. So the next few months are critical because the war between Mexican military National Guard and the two factions of the Sinaloas is heating up. So is the war between the two. And that's what's going to spill over to America. And that's going to force Trump's hand. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get really ugly. Let me tell you how bad it is in Culiacan. Most of the parents aren't even sending their kids to school. How horrible for these families. Going to the grocery store is an adventure. You never know when you're going to get stopped by a roadblock. And let's say you were in church service and you got a picture taken together and it's the wrong person. I've already told you what happens. I feel horrible for these innocent people in Culiacan, Acapulco, and so forth. I feel terrible for them because they live in an impossible situation where they're held hostage by these illegal groups that the Mexican government appears to only give lip service to solving, and they go in spurts where they make inroads and then they back up. It's an interesting time we live in, isn't it? Anyway, stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the cartel in related segments.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Yeah, we're conditioned not to be free. Dictatorial leaders don't want freedom. They don't. Freedom comes from God. We get a choice to choose him or not choose him. That's the ultimate freedom. I know which one you should choose, but that's up to you. I will tell you this, though. The show is predicated on the fact that we try to educate people so they can make their own minds up. And this particular segment, which is our hip segment, Hiding in Plain Sight, science that's true and verifiable, but isn't really embraced by the mainstream. And we're going to get into this with you here on the Common Sense Show. And I think you're going to say, holy cow, this is really interesting stuff. Yeah, when I first talked about this, back in 2007 on one of my early radio shows, people wrote to me and says, "Dave, stick to the politics. This really sucks. It's stupid. It's probably from the devil. Oh, don't do this." Well, now it's the subject of mainstream science. I'm going to return to it. It's interesting. It's something that we should know, and it explains a lot. Spooky stuff at a distance, that's what Einstein called it. And we're going to look at what's called quantum entanglement in this particular segment. But first, let me show you something that brought me back to health at this time a year ago in March. I was really struggling with RSV effects, and I needed something to boost my immune system. So I had this particular product, and I got my little spray bottle here, if I can pull it out here. Okay. And I would, the dose is one time, five, once a day, five times, five sprays. But I was using it every hour in the hour, and you can't OD on it. And it doesn't cure anything. But what it does do is it boosts your immune system. And if you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, you're going to see all the things that this does. And this raised my immune system functioning, and I was able to fight off what a pulmonologist told me, someone who I trusted, said, "Dave, you're going to have irreversible lung damage from this, no question." And now I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years, and I owe it to this product. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. It's the NanoSoma liquid, and they're also the NanoSoma gel, which you rub on your joints. And the bone on bone I had in my right knee, I have no symptoms. And I had to stop playing basketball 25 years ago because my knee would go like this. Now it doesn't go like this. I'm able to do a lot of stuff. You can too. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I want to read to you a definition here. Then we're going to talk about what this is, and we're going to tie this back to Nikola Tesla. Quantum entanglement, and this is actually from MSN. Good job, guys, over at MSN. Mainstream media can produce good things. Quantum entanglement is a unique phenomenon in which two particles, once connected, remain linked no matter how far apart they are in space. This fundamental feature plays a vital role in emerging technologies such as quantum computing and quantum cryptography. And what we have learned is space and time makes no difference. This will reprogram how we prepare satellites to explore, like Voyager's doing. Voyager's been amazing. The mechanical, the way they constructed this with really crude technology by today's standards and still giving us really valuable information. But let me explain to you when I first saw this. I'm watching Ted Koppel on Nightline. Late 80s, early 90s, and they had on the scientists that talked about when they had a rabbit. You're not going to like this story if you're an animal lover, so I apologize ahead of time. But since it was done, let's talk about the results. Rabbit gave birth to a litter. The litter was removed and taken to a remote distance, thousands of miles away. And then systematically, the baby rabbits were euthanized. I know, I'm sorry, but I didn't do it, but let's get the science out of it. The mother rabbit, at the exact moment of the euthanasia, had an extreme autonomic response, a stress response, if you will, extreme. And then on an irregular basis, so this was not a conditioned response, the second baby rabbit was put to death. And the mother rabbit had the same effect. And it was like, holy cow, this is what Einstein talked about when he talked about spooky stuff at a distance. Let's see if I can find that quote. Einstein described this process as spooky action at a distance. Quantum entanglement is what this has become labeled as. And when I first talked about this in 2007, this is more than 15 years after these experiments. You know what? People were just, they attacked me. "Dave, Stay on the North American Union. Have Jerome Corsi back on your show. That's a good suggestion. Jerome's a great guest. Love having him on the show. I've interviewed him four times. He's terrific. But I don't think I should avoid this because it's now scientifically studied. Professor Nakauchi from Japan and his colleague of physicists are studying this in different ways now. Let me tell you what else they've done too. They took a petri dish, and this is in the same time frame, and they separated materials in the petri dish, and it was liquid. And they put them in different vials, and they would electrically excite one, and at a distance, all the cells in different containers separated by thousands of miles would show the same effect as the cells that were originally electrified. And they go, whoa, this is incredible. And Einstein theorized this was possible. This has led to his quote. Now, let's go back to 1943. Probably the greatest inventor in all of history. I know we're going to talk about Michelangelo and stuff like that, but Nikola Tesla, you know what he did? He did extra dimensional stuff. He sent power from zero point energy. 1999, New Year's Eve, Colorado Springs sent electricity and lit up homes in the Capitol Hill area of Denver, 75 miles away. 1899. 1899. Yeah. This is really what kind of burst him on the scene. And for a while, until he wanted to give away free energy, he became the darling of the elite jet set scientists. As soon as he wanted to take away their plans for wiring and metering and making profits, he was persona non grata, and he had to actually go to work for the US Navy, where he developed sonar radar, did the Philadelphia experiment. We'll talk about that someday at a different time. But in 1943, when he died in his New York hotel room, the FBI showed up and they took away over 70 boxes of his research, voluminous. And it was held in perpetuity. In other words, here we are today, right? 82 years later. Is that right? 27 plus 25. No, I'm sorry, my math is off there. 57 plus 25 is 82 years later. 82 years later, several of these boxes of materials have not been released to the National Archives. And they should be. He's America's greatest inventor. I mean, people want to give with Edison credit for the light bulb. Let me be very honest with you. Edison was opposed to Tesla when Tesla said, look, AC is the way to go. If you have alternating current electricity, he said that you won't need a power generator on every block. And Edison got his back up and said, Tesla, I'm in charge here. And it's DC is where we're going. This is like Washington, DC. You're an American now. DC, do you understand? That led to a split. How did Edison come to invent the light bulb? He stole Tesla's idea. I guess it's not stealing if Tesla hadn't patented first. But that was Edison. You know, probably not his most honorable moment. He did do a lot of good things, phonograph, you know, that kind of thing. He did do a lot of good things. But the light bulb was really Tesla's deal. And today, his research, we don't know how far he went. I can tell you this with my father's work for the Navy and reverse engineering theoretical physics in a theoretical lab. He said that there was a decision made after World War II that quantum physics, as we call it today, would be apart from Newtonian physics, which is three-dimensional physics, height, width, height, width, depth. That's it. And really, quantum was out the window. Now, modern science has kind of made that decision irrelevant. But I think Tesla was way beyond what we have today. I'd like to see his files, but he was all over this. Well, let me tell you what these Japanese scientists have done. And I'm looking at a formula right here that explains quantum entanglement. And it's probably about 30 characters. And Osaka Metropolitan University physicists are the ones that developed this. This was not done in America, given our education system and how far it's fallen, to my surprise, no. But they started to study behavior of the magnetics. And they found that if you excited a magnetic stream of once connected material, that this material could be across the universe and it would respond the same way. It's kind of like the Petri dish with the electrical excitement. And they go, whoa, you could do construction if we play this out on a foreign planet, way off in the distance, out of our solar system. But if you could get something there, they could construct effect here, the effect here, and it could lead to construction. Now, we're a ways off from doing this, as far as I know. I don't know how far DARPA has gone. They don't consult with me. But I do know that it's possible now that you could build things without the use of human beings far away in the universe by doing it here from a once connected device, connected through magnetism. Now, this sounds a little complicated, doesn't it? But let me take you to a show, and I can extrapolate some meaning out of this. I've often said that the people that did Stargate SG-1, the TV series, Richard Dean Anderson was the star for most of that series, they were way ahead of their time. And I got to believe that someone was feeding them inside information about the science. Because if you wanted to construct a Stargate system in the universe, this is how you do it. Now, you would need to add in teleportation to get it there. But see, that exists too. In 2008, and we've had lots of experiments since then, in Leipzig, Germany, inanimate box here, across a long laboratory about 275 feet, 300 feet apart, size of a football field. This box was teleported, excuse me, from point A to point B. Now, here's what's interesting. When they teleported by changing the frequencies and matching a frequency on the receiving end that attracted it, you had bilocation. This is even an interesting effect that Tesla talked about as well, verbally, and probably is in his paperwork that the FBI still has. But you had the object staying visible, even though it had appeared on the other side of this laboratory. And then quickly this disappeared, and the object was fully over here. This was absolutely fantastic when we look at this. And what I'm telling you is that we have the ability to transport through teleportation, we have the ability to construct through quantum physics, what they're working on in Japan right now. How far this has gone, I don't know. This is the base element of the science of what I'm talking about. But the show Stargate SG-1, if you're not familiar with the series, and I probably have a whole lot of viewers here who've never seen it, because it's been out of production, gosh, for what, 14, 15 years. But there were Stargates that were constructed by the ancients in the show, and they were throughout the universe, and each place would have a code that you dial into. The code you would assume would be frequency based, and then you would be teleported to that place and come out the Stargate on the other side. And you could go vast distances. And the show was based on the experiences of the crew with Teal'c and Richard Dean Anderson as a star, and Captain Samantha Carter, who became a colonel by the end of the show. And Daniel, the scientist. It was really a good show. I watched it religiously and I was fascinated by the science. And it had its roots in the Egyptian pyramids, where they originally found the technology. I don't know if that's right or wrong. That was just the storyline. But the show, the way they set it up, was very much along the lines of what we're talking about here scientifically. And the original movie that was made, Stargate, it was way ahead of its time. This predated anything we knew with teleportation, with the Petri dish experiments were just coming into vogue. This is fantastic stuff. I really believe right now we have the ability, we don't need airplanes. We could build sender receiver model and send you from, say, Phoenix to Denver, and you'd arrive instantly. And you wouldn't have to pay the $400 or $500 airplane and go through the hassle of TSA and all that nonsense, finding parking. You would just arrive at your destination. But here's a catch. The Inventor Act of 1951 allows the government to confiscate any invention that they deem to be an obstruction to national security or business. So someone in corporate, I don't know if it's DARPA, a subsidiary controlled indirectly by the CIA, I don't know who it is, but clearly business can be protected against people competing with it. I saw this with Enron. As they got into zero point energy and boom, they were out of business within 3 months. And some people say the charges were fabricated. I don't, I mean, did I have dealings with this? Yes. I was part of a group that was working with Enron to build a zero point energy field and community in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. I've had Vance Davis on, former NSA, who was part of that project. The late Bill Pollack, my mentor in this business, was the primary that Enron was working with. But they got into this and without, they were out of business in 3 months. And a lot of people say the charges were fabricated because we can't have competition. That's what I believe happened. Could I prove it in a court of law? No, but I saw enough to have a reasonable hypothesis about this. This technology is still being guarded. The fact that they won't release the FBI seized files of 1943, unbelievable, isn't it? This many years have gone by, and we can't look at Tesla's files. It's incredible. And there is a suppression of knowledge. I've had Armando Gonzalez, a great researcher, archaeologist. He's done work on the mound builders, scientifically based, measures all the standards of good archaeology, and the mound builders destroys some of the written history we have, which shows a lot of it's wrong. And he presented it to the National Archives. We're not interested. They didn't debunk it. They didn't even study it. They didn't even review the research protocols. They go, we're not interested. This kind of arrogance tells you that we live in a shadow ban. And I mentioned this earlier last week. And I said, a couple things going on here. Number one, not invented here. Number two, someone's got control of proprietary business relationships with the scientific applications, and they're not sharing. And number three, it's protected by the government. And the inventor secrecy law of 1951 allows the government to shut down anything that competes, such as 200 mile gallon of gas that actually comes from water. You may have heard of that. I actually interviewed a guy from Scottsdale, 2007. He's one of the first guests on my first radio show. And he came on and he says, well, I'm not really supposed to talk about this. What the hell? They paid him $2 million because he invented a carburetor that would run on just about any liquid, and people could drive 200 miles on a gallon of whatever it was. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that would do to the oil industry? They told him, you take the money, or we'll just take it from you, and there's nothing you can do because of the 1951 Act. That's how I first learned about it. And you wonder why I do the series, Hiding in Plain Sight. Here's what I said last week. Internet, invented in the 60s, is an alternative to communication that would fail in the middle or after a nuclear attack. We don't get it till 30 years later. Microwave, 40s. We don't see them until the 70s. We see this all the time. Excuse me. And then we have the Microsoft approach to things, and I'm going to give them credit. They're not the only ones that do this. And it's not illegal, but Microsoft 1.0. Now we're going to add more stuff in that we've had for a while. 2.0. Want to keep up with the Joneses? And people are tired of it. Microsoft 10, they eventually force you into it. You know that what I'm talking about. You've rejected, oh, I like my system. I don't want to learn something new. And eventually you wake up one day and you're in the new system. Can we complete your setup? It's the same concept, but it's about money-driven economics. That's the purpose behind the stair-stepping of the release of the technology with software. And I use Microsoft as the example, but they're not the only one. Everyone does this. Yeah, but nice to know how manipulated we are, how shielded we are from the truth. This is why we do hiding in plain sight. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.
Yeah, I was wondering, what would China do if I could go back in time and start my college career over and I managed to get into a Chinese university on the mainland? And I decided I'm going to start a MAGA Republican chapter at the University of Beijing. What do you think would happen? It's a very timely question. And you'll see as we unfold this right here on the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show. We're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Body Align, and I can just align this right here. I use this for energy. It's frequency-based, lasts, well, probably about 2 years, and it's all natural, but it is frequency-based, and it gives you a boost to your energy. Do not wear it to bed. I'm warning you right now, I've learned the hard way more than once. And then, of course, we all need our cell phones, right? But the problem is they emit RF radiation that can be harmful to you. Put a little patch, a thin patch on the back, and it's negated. I personally don't want to die of glioblastoma. Do you? I think so. Go to bodyalign.com. Sales galore. 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to bodyalign.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyalign.com/Dave Hodges. And I'm going to go back to my original intentionally provocative question. Okay. If you're listening on audio, it's fine. I'll just describe it for you. But for those who have the visual medium here, you see somewhere, 14, 15 people of Chinese descent, but they're not in China. You would think that, though, because they have the Chinese flag up in the background. And notice how they're segregated, too. Girls in one row and boys in the other. They look like normal young guys and girls. I mean, average age, probably what, 18 to 23, 24. And they look like nice people, but they're like one group. This is at USC, by the way. They're a one group among many that are starting CCP chapters on American university campuses. Yeah, I'm not joking. Some of you probably, what? Yeah, that's why I'm showing you this. That's why I asked you the question. What do you think Xi Jinping would do to me if I went to the University of Beijing as a professor or a long time ago as a student, and I started a similar deal for MAGA Republicans? You would never hear from me again. You'd say, I remember Dave, whatever his last name was. Yeah, he went to China, never heard from him again. They would never allow that. Now, notice over here, there's provocative questions here on this post. One person said, certain Chinese students formed a communist group in the U.S., openly promoting communist ideology, pledging allegiance to the CCP. Should their visas be revoked, and should they be deported for threatening American values? I hate to tell you this. There's not a darn thing you can do about this. Well, there is. It's called the marketplace. But legally, you can do nothing about this whatsoever. None. Zero. Zippo. You have the right to be affiliated with a party. You remember in Illinois when they had the Nazi marches and they had very anti-Semitic themes, but they were themes and not persecutions. Do you remember that back in the 70s? Skokie, Illinois? Wait. And big debate, can they be allowed to do it? Well, this went to court, and the court said, yeah, they've got the right. Then why can't people of ISIS and MS-13 and Hamas do this? Because they've been declared to be a terrorist group. Different category. Now you can't promote terrorism. That's illegal. The CCP has not received that designation, nor is Trump or the DOJ going to do anything about this because they're in very delicate negotiations right now. One, trying to keep China from attacking Taiwan. Two, trying to keep China from ending the India-Pakistan fray. They don't want anything to do with that. So what we are looking at here is Trump's not going to get involved in this. And some of you are deeply offended. You read the comments here. Chinese students affiliated with the CCP should never have been permitted to set foot on U.S. soil. Well, they have the right to political affiliation. You know, it's kind of interesting, though, too. You could never get away with this with Satanists, witchcraft. Same reason. Although you could argue Satan is the biggest terrorist ever in the history of the universe, but that's another argument for another time. These young people here are going to be allowed to continue. Now, you would hope that the universities would not permit them, not that they would, but to intimidate or abuse other students who don't believe like they do, like we have seen at Harvard and other universities. But you have the right to political affiliation. I'm sorry, folks, there's nothing you can do about this except the marketplace. If you have a high school junior or senior and you're getting ready to send them off for their overpriced education, then maybe they should be learning a trade. Okay, I'll stop editorializing. But is there anything that you can do? Well, actually, there is. You can investigate whether or not the university you're planning to send your young adult children to has one of these chapters. And if they do, you let them know. Thank you, but no thank you. We'll be attending somewhere else, and here's the reason why. And if that were to happen in great enough numbers, the university could take unilateral action. But this is here to stay. Sorry, as offensive as this might be to you, I got a news flash for you that I'm kind of surprised they're aligning with the CCP. The young people in China, is a rule of thumb, they hate the CCP. Bunloy, let it rot. In China is the theme for young adults dropping out of the Chinese socioeconomic structure, the job market. Many of them are serving as domestic engineers in their parents' homes because they want nothing to do with things. It's a rigged system and they see it for what it is. It's pseudo-capitalism that serves the state and the very wealthy donors behind the state, and they want nothing to do with it. I'm kind of surprised these young people here in America, where you can pretty much become what you want to become, would embrace this. You think they'd be reveling in the freedoms that we do have or have left, but still more than they have where they came from. It is surprising to me, but sorry, there's nothing that you can do other than the marketplace. Thought you had to know, thought you might find this interesting. And to these young people, I would wish you a good experience in our country. And may you come to know values that empower people rather than repress people. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Check out our newsletter, one-stop shopping for everything we do in our multiple postings that we do every day. You say, well, yeah, David, it's kind of hard to go back to your site all these times. Yeah, get the newsletter. One email encapsulating everything we've done the previous 24 hours. It's free and over 50,000 people taking advantage of it. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put your email in, and you'll get yours every single day. Easy. See you back here next time.